Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
You're gonna make it
through even the dark.
to the swift
all right.
But to the ones who endure,
all
that's you
right.
And you and you,
when
to the very
it will be all
I've
right.
Never seen
all
the righteous forsaken,
all right.
Nor his seed, that's you,
all right.
Begging grace,
it will be.
So you gotta learn
right.
How to trust
all
him
right.
With your whole heart,
all right.
And lean
Evangelist Gobert Pope is in the house today, and Sister Evangelist Peppercorn is right here with me. We done teamed up to do what we do, bring you gospel music at its best, gospel delights all day long today. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. How you doing, Sister Evangelist Peppercorn? How you doing, darling? How you doing? I don't know how you doing. How you about going on the Glorious Gospel Bob Show? I'm so glad y'all even come on. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. Time come right here on Sunday. I'll be ready. But I got a few questions. You kind of skipping over a few people. Where is Mr. D? Because you know Mr. D, he been missing in action for a couple of days, you know, a couple of weeks or something. What's going on? Well, you know, Mr. D is preaching on this Sunday again. You know, he's kind of getting a little famous, so we hoping that the word is getting where it need to go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, y'all, what church did I need to go? I need to get a tape. I need a tape of that sermon, because, you know, I got sanctioned. Make sure everything was cool so I can bring, you know, if he ain't do the right thing, and then I let him know, you know. Well, God going to let him know. You know, God going to let him know if it didn't go right. And I'm quite sure his pastor, whoever there, going to let him know if it wasn't on the up and up, but I believe it is. I don't know about this. See, he ain't been seminary school. There's something wrong going on with that seminary thing. But you know, you go ahead with your show. You know, I just want to throw that off in there. Well, anyway, we are here. I tell y'all, we're going to play a lot of gospel music today. And, you know, for those of you that are independent gospel recording artists and you want to bring your songs to the forefront, we are the place to be. Right here on Glorious Gospel, guys, we will get it out there. I'm telling you, we've done it before, and we shall, and we'll do it again with God's help. So just send your MP3s on in to gloriousgospelguys@yahoo.com, and it will get done right here. So before we get kicked off, we're going to say our prayers, and let's get it going. Let's get it going. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, Lord God. We thank you for this radio broadcast, Glorious Gospel Vibes, and we ask you to place your anointing on it, Lord, that this goes out to all the listeners in the land, Lord God, not only in state and in this state, but in the nation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you for all of our listeners that's listening in that took the time out to just bless us with their presence. And Father, we just thank you that the word of God go forth as it should, that we uplift you in the name of Jesus and keep you in our minds as we spread the gospel through the airways, through music, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our host, Sister Evangelist Peppercorn, being on the air today, and we thank you for all our hosts that's not here today. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Well, I tell you, we're going to play a little something. We're going to start off with a little Glory Pope right here. Victory Love is in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Spread Hammond in the house. Nobody like him. Ain't nobody like Jesus. And don't you forget it. Nobody. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I tell y'all, I got a thought up for the week. I want to just read out to y'all. Look here, y'all, keep your heads up. Keep your head up. The times are so hard. For some, and some people it's hard, but they don't even realize it's as hard as it is because they're too busy. Their mind is not in the right place. Mine's just gone. And then when it really hit them, then it's so heavy. It's so heavy on them till they don't have no God to be able to lift and make it light. He says, my burden is light. Come on now. We need people to listen into the broadcast so we can uplift you as much as we can. There's so many broadcasts out there in this day and time. You cannot say when you're down and out, it's something body. You can call somebody. You can pray for you. Go on Facebook and get talk to the people that's going to help you get above where you are, not have you all down in the dumps. Don't let them do it to you. Don't let them do it to you. Thought for the day, thought for the week. I tell you, it's temperance and everything, self-control and everything that we do. Keep that in mind, beloved. Why does anger, and you know, just talking about anger and holding on and a lot of different things that's going on for. But I want to know why does anger hold our hearts so hostage? You know, anger in the world is like rising. But we just want to know why. Why is people so angry? Why is people just lashing out, killing each other, just talking about each other, backbiting, stabbing? It's like it just don't matter. Lord, my God, my God, my God. And God is asking us to please call on him so he can give us just what we need to get all this negativity. Let uproot the enemy, the demons, and the demonic spirits that just got us held hostage. For some of us, the reason is our expectations is just gone. It's too much. We expect a lot of things from anything. We want quicker and faster, like microwave service everywhere we go. Because greed, y'all, has taken first row seat in our decision-making in our lives. And this behavior is irritating, and it should not be labeled okay. It is not okay. It is not the norm, which most people say, oh, that's the norm, you know, you're behind time. No, it's not the norm. We are human beings. Yes, we do get angry at times. Even Jesus got angry, for it's written in the scriptures, but it also says in the scripture that in Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And Jesus sins not. You know, some of us can hold a grudge against our families, our fellow man for years, and expect God to honor everything that we do. We try to forgive each other only around the holidays and Thanksgiving and Christmas as soon as January 2nd kicks in. We're back to Snobville, turning up our nose and acting, holding them down and holding grudges for years and years and years to come. And then we make a New Year's resolution to lose 20 pounds. But maybe if we let go of some of this anger and stress, then the 20 pounds would lose you. We got to begin to focus and know that God is on our side. He is our refuge and our fortress. He will bring us to where we need to be if you only allow him to do so. So let's uproot this anger, all of this stress that's causing us to lash out at each other. We need to love one another with all the love we have inside. Because then, you just got to know how to dispense it. We love you. God bless you. And thank you for listening in to Thought for the Week. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Surrender. Everything. Everything.
There comes a point in this journey called life that we feel overwhelmed by the burdens of the journey. So much so to the point that they seem to weigh us down. But I want to encourage you, my friend, that if you yield and surrender all to the Father, he will lighten the load.
I need you.
bless the Savior. I surrender. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Oh, yes, sir. It's a surrender thing, y'all. I tell you, I surrender everything unto God, our Father, El Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, how good he is. I'm telling you, I don't know what I would do without him. I don't know about you, but he is good to me. He's good to me, too. Let me tell y'all something. Can't tell you something. Go ahead. Let me tell you something. I had this guy. Let me tell you something. These men and something else. Y'all women, stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Let God lead and guide you. I'm going to take it from this to the bad pimp. Come on, I'm telling y'all something. Because you will find yourself mixed up, tied up, and tangled up a whole bunch of mess. Now, me and my age, you know, I just observe. I observe people. And when they come tell, when a man come telling you what they're going to do for you right off the rip, they're going to pay this for you, do this for you, got this for you, you need to be aware. Keep your eyes open. Let them know that I'm God. A refuge, yeah, a fortress, like Benny said. It's always around me. And the good Lord takes care of me. Look after me. I have favor with him. And as long as you got favor with the Lord your God, he's going to keep you wrapped up and tied up in his love. And no thing can be able to destroy you because you're going to stay in prayer. You're covered in the blood of Jesus. I'm catching up. Oh, preach it. Preach it. All the time like this. You let them know. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I want you to play this song for him because this going to explain it all. And he must have understood. His name, Tim Brown Jr. Oh, I know. I'm good. I'm good. Just let them know. Look, don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm good. Everything good. Lord, good. I'm good. That's what you tell. Play a song. I'm playing a song. Please play a song. Play a song. Mm-hmm.
And the song. I'm good, I'm good.
Come on, man, in the house. I'm good.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just want to cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's worth just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. You are blessed.
I'm good.
Good enough to handle my bills.
So good.
Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm good.
People ask me, am I confident? I reply with every now and then. But life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be. That's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself.
So good.
all over this place. Lift your hands and help me give the Lord some praise. Hasn't he been good to you? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
God.
Was able to dial in to the studio. So today, me and Sister Vanish Peppercorn have been just carrying it on. So this is what's been going on. But we're still having a good time. So Sister Peppercorn, so, you know, something wrong with you. We got to pray for you.
You ain't got to pray for me. I tell you, you ain't got to pray for me because see, God, I got going on. I got going on. I know I got going on.
Anyway, let me tell y'all, I'd like to just run a little something by you all. We have begun a new organization called the Shaquille Clark Foundation Incorporated, and we are big up on domestic violence, stopping it, getting rid of it. We're tired of it. There's too much going on. And this is a new time and a new place to begin to do certain things. I tell you, we are looking for partners. Our organization, it's not only and donations. I tell you, I got to throw it out there because we are a nonprofit organization. We are helping the youth as much as we can. We are going all over this city, all over these counties, bringing awareness, education, and unity in the community, and we're trying to make a change. So we need you to be able to check us out. We're on Facebook, the Clark Shaquille Clark Foundation, S-H-A-Q-U-I-L-L-E, Incorporated, and we are here again. Our mission is to provide the necessary tools to see lives change and not to become self-sufficient in a safe, loving environment, and we want to help to build up and respectable, productive, healthy, crime-free communities around this here nation. I tell you, not only just in Atlanta, but everywhere we can. We go from city to city so that families can get to know and establish a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Our effort is to offer self-supportive services, project education, job training, violence and crime preventive opportunities to provide the necessary tools to see lives changed enough to become self-sufficient. That's what we're trying to do. And we can't take effort unless we have the support of like people like you or other companies like you in our community. And this is where you would come in. So you can contact us and you can go email us at ShaquilleClark21@gmail.com. That's S-H-A-Q-U-I-L-L-E, Clark21@gmail.com. You can go to the website, www.sclarkfoundation.org, and check us out. I'm telling you, and you will be blessed to be a blessing. Thank you for listening to what I had to say on that particular thing, because we need you all to help us make a difference in this land. We thank you. We hope to see you back in next week, same time, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Say bye, evangelist. Bye, evangelist. I'm so glad you called me, evangelist. Yeah, that's all we. That's all right. That's, you know, you're good. That's evangelist. Oh, you're welcome. You are very much welcome. Hey, we love you. Check us out next week, same time, same place, right here.
Lift my hands in total adoration, love to you. God and God.